I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
It's time for the Hillman Huddle.
You a football fan?
With New England Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan off to the races. Touchdown, New England.
On WAAF.
All right, this week's Hillman Huddle before the AFC Championship game, in which the Kansas City Chiefs will be quarterbacked by Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Love it.
Brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, your lifetime roofing solution. Good morning, Chris Hogan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Great. I cannot wait for Sunday. I'm hoping that our power doesn't go out here because of the storm.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Of course, weather, you guys are heading into some cold weather. We who are just fans have been debating forever whether this is a factor or not. Is it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, two teams that both play and practice in the weather, they, you know, throughout the week and throughout the year, so... I don't really think weather really becomes much of a factor. You know, it is what it is. You just go out there and you play.
Will Tom Brady be in the scuba suit on Sunday night?
I don't know.
Does he really wear the scuba suit? Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. sounds like you're am I annoying you?
No.
What about, do you have any information on Tom's gigantic jacket and exactly what is, in that jacket?
Which gigantic jacket are we talking about?
Well, when he, not the one that he wears to the Met Gala, when he's on the sidelines, sitting on the bench.
Oh, right. Yeah. Those are jackets to keep everyone warm. Nothing in it. Just, a little extra warmth. They got to be big to go over everyone's pads.
Yeah, but his is gigantic. It gets bigger. It appears to get bigger every week. I mean, is there something? There's like.
No, I think that's you guys just making stuff up.
Okay. All right.
You sure there's no training staff? Guerrero's not under there mixing up a smoothie? Nothing like that?
Not that I'm okay. aware of.
Okay. I don't know what this reference is, whether it's legit or not, but a texter wants to know if you played the entire Thriller album at 140 decibels during practice yesterday.
It was definitely pretty loud.
Okay, so I'm assuming that was to simulate the noise at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Well, would you consider that to be among the most difficult places to play when it comes to noise?
Definitely one of them. You know, that place can get pretty loud, so that just kind of makes it a little bit harder to, you know, communicate, and so it'll be something that we have to focus on and do a good job of, because it'll definitely be loud at the beginning of the game.
When it comes to a game like this, is it an advantage for you and for your teammates who have been to one before?
No, I mean, you know, it doesn't. I don't think it really matters how many you play in, because at the end of the day, you know, you still have to show up and play football. You know, whether you've been in one or you've been in 18 of them, if you don't show up to play, you know, the end result won't be what you want. So, I think it just comes down to showing up. You know, trying to play the best football that you can for 60 minutes, because it's a win or go home situation. So. You got to put everything you got into it.
Hey, it's LB Hooks, and yesterday I got to watch the AFC Jags Pats championship. That touchdown catch and you two tap and to get the TD. Do you practice that? Is that natural? Do you during practice, do receivers practice that stuff?
We do. Yeah, that's definitely something. That, you know, the whole like body control and awareness of the sideline or the end zone. I'm not going to take credit for it though, because I was pretty sure that was Danny
Amendola.
But I would take credit for it, but I can't. This is my guy. So
LB did get it right when he identified himself. Yeah. So that's
a great, you know, not for nothing. You're awesome. You know, my question was, is receivers when they toe tap?
No,
I just wanted to know if you
practiced a lot. Yeah, trying to get 2 feet down, whether it's in the end zone or kind of on the sideline. Yeah. So we do that every single week, every single day.
Actually, Chris, LB wants to know if Danny Amendola will be available for the game on Sunday night.
Please.
Our sports director.
Chris, I'm just a fan. I'm not an ESPN analyst. I'm not this genius. I'm not those sports talk guys that break it down and pretend that they're better than you. I saw the play yesterday, and I knew you were coming on, and I just wanted to ask about the two, you know, how you guys do that.
We do practice. We do practice a lot. Yeah.
Thanks, bud.
When are you guys leaving, Chris?
Tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Any ritual change at all for a playoff game, or is same for
nope.
you? Yeah.
Taking same routine, same everything. You know, we're going on the road, so we have to, you know, be ready to go and, you know, try to stick to the same routine as best we can going on the road and just get ready to play.
Wife and kids going?
No.
No. Okay.
It'll be a little tough. They'll be safely at home and warm on the couch watching the game, which I think everyone will be happy about.
Does he have any rules about that? Like, does he not want the wives and the girlfriends on the road?
I'm not going to answer that.
Thank you for not answering that.
I waited till the end on that. You notice I waited till the end. All right. Well, it is. I wish it were Sunday at 6:40 p.m. right now. We will all be watching. We will all be yelling loudly. And congrats on the season so far. And best of luck to you guys in Kansas City at Arrow, a loud Arrowhead. Just keep singing Thriller and to yourself, and everything will be okay, all right?
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Have a good day, okay?
Have a great all tilt, right. bud.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Now, here's a text that says, Greg, you let LB walk right into that, and then you left.
Well, you held the door open.
What am I supposed
to
do? I don't know.
I misphrased the question.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You said it was Chris Hogan 40 minutes ago, an hour ago. That was your big question for the interview that you had planned.
You try and do a little prep. You know, you used to give me crap about not prepping, and then I trying to do some prep yesterday by watching all the stuff. And
It is not prep. You and the fellas getting dismantled watching an old football game over at the garage. That's not prep. All right. Well, anyway, there's Chris Hogan. Here's a text from the president who says that the wives and the girlfriends can fly commercial. They are not allowed to fly on. Do you think Bill has a rule? No wives or girlfriends. It sounded like he did.
I don't think he has a rule, but I think he expresses his
strongly expresses his opinion that he would prefer that they aren't on the road with him.
You want to bring your wife, you can bring your wife. And, you know, I mean, you know, Linda's going to be there. It's not like I'm talking to her. So she's going to be hanging out with, Gronk's chick, Camille. They're going to be up on the box. I'm more focused on football. You know, I just say if you start fighting with your wife, if she's giving you eyes from the suite.
Coach, what about Gronk? Can Gronk bring girls?
You're going to have to ask Gronk that.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.